Christ program, made many other contributions in his rather young life. Mr. Robert Johnson.
Senator Adams.
President, I'd like to introduce from my Southern District close-up students, and I'd like them to please stand as I introduce them. Would you help me welcome Niall Akucha, Jonelle Jones, these are both from Scammon Bay, from Hooper Bay, Ernest Smith, Doreen Black, from Alakanuk, Louise Sudeta, Gloria Sergi, and Catherine Wasile from Kotlik, and their teacher that's accompanying, Louise Hall, please.
Senator Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Miller Gallery, I have a teacher and some students down here from the Alaska Gateway School District. First of all, I'd like to introduce a person that I've go back a lot of years with and have taught in the same school district, and the teacher presently from Tetlin, a very highly respected teacher in the district, Sharon Sonnenberg. And with her today from Tetlin, Winona David, from Tok, Nikki Freezer. I have to stay standing, please. Gus Kincaid from Tok, and Mark Forkner from Northway. Help me welcome.
Senator Halpern.
Thank you, Mr. President. From your district, with the close-up program, a teacher from the Quahog City School District, Karen Clitter, and student John Bratt.
Senator Alford.
I move and ask unanimous consent we advance the report to standing committee.
Without objection. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I too have some close-up students from the Lower Yukon School District in the Miller Gallery. Please help me welcome Ignati Pitka from Russian Mission, Leslie Hunter Jr. from Pilot Station, Dominique Riley from Pilot Station, Norma Ivan from Marshall, and their teacher from Mountain Village, Dennis Lenson. Please help me welcome to the Senate.
Before we proceed, is there any more introductions, please? Senator Halpern?
I move and ask unanimous consent that we advance the report to standing committee.
Without objection, standing committee report.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 52, supporting the inshore-offshore fisheries allocation plan proposed by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. A majority committee recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Jones, Chair, concurring Senators Cotton, Elias, and Jara. Their fiscal note, Senate Joint Resolution Number 52 has no further referral.
Rules. Senator Hopper.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment for the call. Stand recess to the call of the chair. I'll follow Senator Jarup.
Senator Jarup.
Mr. President, may we revert to announcements?
Right.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a rules meeting here upon the motion to adjourn, and the parent camp room will be taking up SGR 52, supporting the North Pacific Fishery Management Council's inshore offshore plan.
A motion to recess, there will be a meeting. Senator Halpern.
I ask the unanimous consent the Senate stand in recess to the call of the chair for a joint session in the House chambers to hear the State of the Judiciary message.
Recess.
Those are all the messages in the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications?
There are no communications this morning.
Report to Standing Committee.
Resources Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 38, opposing individual fishery quota management systems for the Alaskan halibut and sable fish fisheries and other Alaskan fisheries, and reports it back as follows. Senator Jones, Chair, signed no recommendation until amended. Senator Cotton signed no rec. Senator Eliason signed do not pass unless amended. Senator Zhuroff signed do pass. Zero fiscal note. Senate Joint Resolution Number 38 has a further referral to Special Committee on Domestic and International Fisheries. State Affairs Committee considered CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 46, State Affairs, declaring April 24, 25, and 26 as Disabled American Veterans Days. Recommends due pass. Report was signed by Senator Rody, Chair, concurring. Senators Pershaw, Fisher, Ewing, and Duncan. Zero fiscal note attached. CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 46, State Affairs, has no further referral.
Rules.
Rules Committee considered. The Rules Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 41, use of Alaskan facilities for year-round training for national and international sports team, recommends the Rules CS be adopted in calendar today. Report was signed by Senator Zhuroff, Chair, concurring. Senators Duncan, Halford, Eliason, and Jones. Zero fiscal note attached. This resolution does appear on today's calendar. Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 223, assignments to the right to receive a permanent fund dividend, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Zhuroff, Chair, concurring. Senators Duncan, Halford, Eliason, and Jones. This bill does appear on today's calendar. Rules Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 52, supporting the inshore-offshore fisheries allocation plan proposed by the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, recommends be placed in the first supplemental calendar today. Report was signed by Senator Zhuroff, Chair, concurring. Senators Duncan, Jones, and Halford. This resolution is on the first supplemental calendar for today. And those are all the standing committee reports.
Reports to special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 354 by Senator Curtula, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $170 million with the purpose of paying the cost of acquiring, constructing, and equipping public schools and providing for an effective date.
Yes, finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Consideration of daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 223 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to assignments of the right to receive a permanent fund dividend and providing for an effective date. Finance Committee considered the bill, reports it back as follows. Senators Pershaw and Curtula co-chair signed no recommendation. Senators Duncan, Adams, Hoffman, and Ewing signed do pass. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Zhuroff, Chair, concurring. Senators Duncan, Halford, Eliason, and Jones.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 223 be considered as gross, advance third reading, place the final pass.
Without objection, Senate Bill Number 223 is in third reading. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 223, an act relating to assignments of the right to receive a permanent fund dividend and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Is there any discussion? Senator Pershaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. One of the only concern that I had on the bill when it was in Senate Finance was that to try to get at some of the motivation of the bill, and I'm always concerned with legislation that tries to keep people, you know, for directing their actions on a moral basis, and I was concerned that in the first fiscal note that was attached to the bill, the Department of Revenue had used some language that was somewhat indicating, to me at least, that there was some moral imperative here in protecting people against themselves through outrageous, what I think they call usurious arbitrage, and neither one of those words was used correctly, I believe, in conjunction with this legislation. They have subsequently changed the fiscal note, and I think a reading of that fiscal note indicates that there are some very real financial and bureaucratic problems, if you will, in if they were to implement an assignment program, and I think that probably there's some good reasons just from an administrative standpoint to take the action proposed in this bill, but I don't, at least at this stage, want my vote in support to be indicating that I'm casting some sort of a moral vote that somehow we're trying to save people from doing irrational things with their permanent fund dividend. I think there are some market forces out there in our capitalistic system that would have corrected some of the initial problems experienced through assignments. But as I said, I think there are some real administrative reasons to take this action.
Further discussion? Question being, so Senate Bill number 223 passed the Senate in third reading. Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote?
Secretary locked the roll.
Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so Senate Bill number 223 has passed the Senate in third reading by a vote of 17 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Hopper?
We've been asking unanimous consent for the roll call and final passage of committee substitute, now for, not committee substitute, the original Senate Bill 223 be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 41 by Senators Pierce, Sturgis, Lucy Collins, Burchot, relating to the use of Alaskan facilities for year-round training for national and international sports teams. Senate Affairs Committee considered the bill. The majority of the committee recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Rudy Chair. Concurring Senators Duncan, William, Burchot, zero fiscal note. The Rules Committee considered the resolution recommended calendar on February 12th. The resolution was then returned to the Rules Committee from the floor. The Rules Committee again considered the resolution recommends it be replaced with the Rules CS and calendar today. Report was signed by Senator Giroff, Chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Helford, Elias, and Jones. There's a Rule CS.
Senator Zara.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the adoption of the Rules Committee Substitute for SGR 41.
Without objection, the Rules Committee Substitute is adopted.
CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 41 Rules by the Rules Committee. Relating to the use of Alaska facilities for year-round training for national and international sports teams.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halpert?
Move and ask unanimous consent committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 41 rules be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, place in final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 41 rules is in third reading. Secretary, please read the resolution.
CS for Senate Joint.
Unfinished business. Senator Bernard.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the to waive the 5-day hearing notice on for SCR 33, continuous lighting on the Glen Highway, so it can be heard in transportation on Thursday.
Without objection.
Also, Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I'd be not subject to a call on March 9th and on state business.
Without objection, Senator Sturzewski.
Yes, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I'd be excused, not subject to a call on 2 days, March 17th, Tuesday, to attend the Aerospace Corporation meeting in Fairbanks, March 26th and 27th, to attend the Alaska 2000 meeting in Anchorage.
Without objection. Senator Saroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused April 3rd through plain time on April 6th for personal business. Please, somebody object.
Without objection, Senator Zaroff is excused for personal business. Senator Kurtula?
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused next Monday, and that date, I'm not sure what it is, till plain time Tuesday, the 9th.
Without objection. Unfinished business. Announcements? Senator Sturzewski?
Yes, there'll be a revision in the meeting time, 8:30 tomorrow, Senate Hess. We are having a joint meeting with House Hess with a presentation by Commissioner of Education Covey regarding the Alaska 2000, Robert Gottstein of the WISE project, and we would invite all interested legislators to attend. It's posted for a Wednesday meeting, March 4th, for the Senate Hess Committee in the Butrovitz Room at 8 o'clock.
Thank you. And further announcements, Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, the State Affairs Committee will meet today in the Belch Room at 1:30. The bills are posted.
Thank you. Senator Jones?
Thank you, Mr. President. The Resource Committee will meet this afternoon, 1:30, in the Butrovitz Room, Senate Bill 397, Fishery Allocation, Senate Bill 406, Management of Mixed Stock Fisheries, SJR 46, Capital Construction Fund, Senate Bill 391, Public Drinking Water. And tomorrow morning at 9:30, we'll meet in Butterfish Room, and that's on Senate Bill 383, Air Quality Control.
Thank you, Senator Knopfler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd wondered if Senator Jones was going to make another announcement today, but apparently he is the grandfather of a new little girl named Anne. Senator Jones, congratulations.
Further announcements. Special orders. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.